Let's begin the fifth paragraph of Avodah Zarah. What we talked about in the past is that there's an iser, there's a prohibition to get any hana, any benefit from Yain Nesach. Yain Nesach is from the Lashon of Nisuch, right? Nisuch is pouring. So the wine that was poured, the wine that was used as for libations, for Avodah Zarah worship, so that wine is a problem. Not only are you not allowed to drink such wine, you're not even allowed to get any benefit from that wine. So if you got your hands in that wine, not only is the rabbi going to tell you you can't drink it, you also can't sell it on Amazon. So now the question is, though, but how far does this Isra Hana go? Now remember, the Isra Hana, the general prohibition to have benefit from Yain Nesach, is an Isra on the level of Daraisa. Biblically, you're not allowed to get any Hana from this. But what about being hired to do a job that involves Yain Nesach? And that's what this Mishnah is going to discuss. So the Mishnah says as follows. Hasocher is a pol. If a person hires a pol from Lashon Pula, Pula's work, a pol is a person who does labor. So if a guy, let's say, hires a Jew, who's a laborer, who's a schlepper, he's going to do stuff for him, he's going to do intense work for him. So he hires a laborer to do work with him that involves Yain Nesach. Let's say the guy has a cellar filled with barrels and he needs them all to be schlepped out of the cellar, and the barrels contain Yain Nesach. So now if the Jew is to receive payment for this work, he's going to be getting benefit that, you know, it's indirect benefit from the Yain Nesach, but he's getting benefit. The reason he's getting paid today is that there's Yain Nesach that has to be schlepped. So says the Mishnah, Scharo Aser, his wages, his payment, is prohibited. Why is it usher to get any hana from that wages? So on the level of the Raisa, there really is no Isra Hana. It's only on a level of the Rabbanan. The Chazal were very machmir, they were very stringent when it came to Yain Nesach, and they said, look, even though you're not getting benefit directly from the Yain Nesach, but the activity that you're doing involves schlepping around Yain Nesach, and the payment that you're getting is only because you did work that involves this Yain Nesach, and so therefore we don't want you getting any hana whatsoever. Now the Mishnah goes on and says, though, Scharo la'asos imo malacha chares. But let's say the guy hired this Jewish poel to do with him malacha achar, some other activity, some other work. In other words, let's say the guy says, I have 100 barrels in my cellar, and I need you to move them around. They're mostly oil in those barrels. Would you please schlep those barrels for me, and I'll pay you to do that job. So Apple Bishamarlo, even though the guy told him, he said to him, Haverli Chavishal Yain Nesach, pass for me the barrel of wine of Yain Nesach, Mimakam Makam, from one place to another. In other words, he tells him, you know, I need you to schlep this barrel from that corner to that corner, let's say. So I need you to schlep that as well. Scharo Mutter, his wages are permitted. In other words, what the Gemara explains is that what we're talking about over here is, let's say the guy says, I have 100 barrels in my cellar and I need them to be schlepped. I will pay you $1 for every barrel that you schlep. Well, turns out that of the 100 barrels that the Jew schlepped, 95 of them contained oil and 5 of them contained wine, contained Yain Nesach. So in this case, the Mishnah is telling you that the wages are permitted. Now, which wages are permitted? Not the wages that he's going to be getting for the 5 barrels that contained the Yain Nesach. We're talking about the wages for the barrels that contained oil. So because he's being paid for each barrel that he schleps, so each dollar that he's getting is specifically for each barrel, and therefore there's nothing wrong with the wages that he receives for the 95 of those barrels. But the remaining 5 barrels that contained wine, that he's not going to get any hana from. But by the way, though, let's say the guy, instead of saying I'll pay you $1 for each barrel that you schlep, he says, I have 100 barrels in my basement, and I need them all schlepped. I'm willing to pay you $100 for the job. In other words, he's not saying I'm paying you $1 for each barrel. He says, I'm going to pay you $100 for the job. So in this case, he wouldn't be allowed to get any hana from the wages at all. In other words, if 95 of those barrels were oil and 5 of them were for wine, and he schlepped all 100 barrels, he wouldn't be allowed to get any hana from those wages. Why? Because the job, payment for the job, was contingent upon doing the entire job. And the guy, if the Jew, you know, decided that, you know, I'm not interested in moving the last 5 barrels, those barrels that contain wine, the guy would say, I'm sorry, I hired you, I'm paying you $100 for the job, and you didn't complete your job. So in that case, he wouldn't be allowed to get any hana from the wages he'd be paid at all. Not from the $95, not from the $5 that correspond to the that seemingly correspond to the wine. He wouldn't be getting any hana from that at all. Now the Mishnah goes on and says, Hasocher es hachamor, if he rents a donkey. In other words, a guy is renting a donkey from a Jew, lahavi aleha yayin nesach, in order to bring on it yayin nesach. So the guy needs to schlep his yayin nesach from one city to another, and he doesn't have a donkey to himself, so he rents a donkey from the Jew. Schara asar, its wages, its payment would be asar, would be prohibited. In other words, the wages, the payment that the guy would be giving to the Jew for renting, in order to rent the donkey, would be prohibited of any benefit from. Why? Because he's renting the donkey specifically for schlepping yayin nesach. But, says the Mishnah, schara leishev aleha, if the guy rents the donkey for the purposes of sitting on it, that's why the guy needs the donkey, he needs to ride on the donkey. Afal pi sheiniach hagai legino aleha, even though the guy placed his legin, a legin is like a flask, even though he placed his flask on top of it, on top of the donkey, schara mutter, its wages, its payment is permitted. In other words, even though the guy does use the donkey, when you go on a trip, you're not just going to go riding on the donkey. He's also obviously going to take a water bottle along. But in those days, it wasn't just a water bottle. It was a bottle that, some sort of a bottle, a flask that contained wine. And so the guy brings his, his wine bottle on the donkey as well. And so therefore, maybe he's using the donkey for schlepping yayin as well. So maybe that should be a problem. So the chiddush of the mission is that no, the wages are permitted. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's not like that goes into the cost, right? If there would be no deduction if, let's say, the guy didn't end up schlepping any water bottles along on the trip, is he going to demand that, he get a discount because he didn't get the full use out of the donkey? No. He's renting the donkey for the purposes of riding on it. Now, part of riding involves bringing along a water bottle, bringing along a bottle filled with wine, a flask of wine. And so that's not going to be a problem. It's not considered to be like you're getting hana from the schar given to you as a result of yayin nesach. Okay, so just to summarize, to speak up very briefly, what do we have in this Mishnah? So for starters, the Mishnah discussed what happens if a guy is hiring a Jew to schlep, to do work that involves yayin nesach. So what we explained is that the wages that he's receiving specifically for schlepping that yayin nesach is a problem. If he hires him to do some general activity, like schlepping around barrels, some of the barrels involved contain yayin nesach, some of them don't. So if he pays him dollar for dollar for each barrel that he is schlepping, so then that's going to be that's going to be fine to get enough in the barrels that he's being hired to schlep when it's the barrels that contain oil. But the dollar, the money that he's receiving for schlepping the barrels of wine, that would be a problem. But if he hires him to do a job, and there are 100 barrels, and 5 of them are yayin nesach barrels, and 95 of them are oil barrels, so if he hires him to do a job, and says, I'm going to pay you $100 for the whole job, well then, he's not allowed to get any enough from any of the money at all. What about if a guy is renting a donkey in order to schlep yayin nesach? That's a problem. You're not allowed to get any hana from the wages that he pays you, the payment for the rental. But if he's renting the donkey for the purposes of riding, and he happens to also be bringing along some wine, then that's okay. You're allowed to get hana from those wages.